The House of Representatives will not vote this week on a patient's bill of rights. The debate could take place next week, or it might be delayed until after Congress returns from summer recess, NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
Arizona Republican John McCain, the Senate sponsor of the patient's rights bill that passed that chamber last month, says it's not hard to figure out why House Republican leaders have delayed the debate.
I think the implications are clear, is that the Speaker of the House doesn't have enough votes to carry the rule.
Republican leaders and President Bush have a problem. They oppose the bill closest to the one that passed the Senate last month, which would give patients sweeping new protections and the ability to enforce their new rights in court. But they can't seem to muster a majority for the more limited measure they want. At the White House Wednesday, administration spokesman Ari Fleischer said President Bush isn't backing off.
The president is prepared to work this issue as hard as he has and will continue to work it even harder if necessary to make certain that patients throughout this country can get a good patient bill of rights that gives them the protections they need in dealing with their HMOs and does so in a fashion that does not drive up people's premiums in a way that makes people lose their health insurance.
But the president doesn't seem to be making much headway. Among those at the White House Wednesday to talk about patients' rights was Georgia Republican Congressman Bob Barr. Barr said that so far, he's sticking with his support for the bill sponsored by fellow Georgia Republican Charlie Norwood, Iowa Republican Greg Ganske, and Michigan Democrat John Dingell.
I support it because it provides a meaningful mechanism that puts doctors and patients back in charge of healthcare decisions and takes it out of the hands of unaccountable bureaucrats at HMOs.
Also at the White House Wednesday was Kentucky Republican Ernie Fletcher. He's the sponsor of the bill backed by the president and GOP leaders. He says that backers of the Norwood-Ganske-Dingell bill could compromise, but won't.
They've not moved one iota. Now ask the question, who is politically motivated? I think Mr. Daschle, Mr. Gephardt would love to see us not pass a patient protection. It would give him a political issue.
But Norwood says that's ridiculous. It's his forces, including the House and Senate Democratic leaders, who have done all the compromising so far. Now, he says, it's the president's turn.
We got closer by all the actions we've taken, all the things we've done to move toward them. And now we hope that one way or the other, we can finish off the last little bit of this.
Norwood, who's been negotiating on and off with the White House since February, said Wednesday he thinks a deal might finally be near. And with a bill already through the Senate and Norwood potentially holding a majority, it's likely that will mean the president will move his way. But he wouldn't give details.
I'm not at liberty to talk to you about the negotiations, otherwise they aren't negotiations. They'll blow all to hell.
One thing that's clear is that if the debate slips into the fall, it could jeopardize other parts of the congressional health agenda, particularly a Medicare prescription drug bill. One of the few things both sides agree on is that would be a bad thing. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.